T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so the left is trying to figure out if there is a crisis or not on the border. They cannot decide on a set of talking points. Now, the New York Times and CNN have pivoted from literally a little more than a week ago, after 5 months of assuring us that Trump was making up the crisis on the border. It wasn't real. It was a lie. He just made it up. There's really no illegals on the border. And we don't even need a wall. It's just he wants to build one to make it look like we have a crisis. But he's just lying. And dropped my jaw a week ago on Sunday to hear Chris Cuomo pivot like he did and say, actually, there is a crisis. This was on CNN. And it's Trump's fault.
He almost hit a triple axel, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, big deal. It would have been crazy. I used to ice skate, actually, competitively. Never landed a triple axel.
I don't even know what a triple axel is.
I did land a double once, but never in competition.
I think it has something to do with the number 3, but that's about all I know.
Yeah, it basically, you have to put your body into a pretzel, and if you mess it up, you land really hard on really hard ice.
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of sports that require, judges to figure out who won. But anyway.
Yeah, I know, really. Yeah, that.
But they're still athletes. Don't get me wrong. They're still athletes.
That and, man, I tell you what, my knees are shot. I can't even bend them anymore from all those years of ice skating. I should have never done that. We just push our kids in sports, without thinking about what'll come later.
This is true.
They had a study on that recently, actually, basically saying, we say, pride is forever, pain is temporary. Actually, pain is forever and pride is temporary.
You are so easy to get off topic. It's amazing.
I am.
I'm sorry.
You know what it is? I might have them. Wait, what was I talking about?
Attention deficit syndrome.
That, yes. good morning. Hold on. Let me have another sip of coffee.
Okay.
All right.
Back to Chris Cuomo pivoting.
Well, yeah, he was pivoting, but he wasn't doing axles because that'll mess up your knees.
Exactly.
He pivoted and said, all right, it's a crisis and it's President Trump's fault. He's not doing it as well as Obama. Yeah. Okay. Well, nobody told the Democrats in Congress this. This is the new talking points, right? So 2 days ago, Homeland Security Chairman in the House, Democrat Benny Thompson, he didn't get the memo. And so he is still on the old talking point. They can't even lie straight anymore. I have never seen this party in such disarray. I mean, usually they were all together on the lies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's saying the same lie at the same time, right? So you got Chris Cuomo on Sunday.
We're going to show you what's happening here. It's not easy to see.
Now, if you look between those thousands of people on the border there that are marching or coming up through the caravans, if you look between them, you might be able to see a crisis somewhere.
Somewhere, yes. Okay, so he says, we're going to show you what's happening. It's a terrible crisis. It's worse than a crisis, he says. And it's Trump's fault. Okay, well, Benny Thompson did not get the talking points memo, or he just didn't read it. So this is 3 days later from the Democrats in Congress.
This is, again, his manufactured chaos that he's created over the last 2 years on the border.
Okay, so it's actually not real, says Benny Thompson, which is kind of problematic given that 2 weeks ago, Obama's own Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said this, Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary, not Trump's.
By anyone's definition, by any measure, right now we have a crisis at our southern border. According to the commissioner of CBP, there were 4,000 apprehensions in one day alone this past week, and we're on pace for 100,000 apprehensions on our southern border this month. That is by far a greater number than anything I saw on my watch in my 3 years as Secretary of Homeland Security.
Democrats have a spin problem is what they have.
Yeah, they can't spin straight anymore. And they used to be able to. That's the funny thing. I mean, they could all be in lockstep on the lie.
More plate spinning than the Ed Sullivan show.
Right. Right. And I want to welcome you folks from CNN who stop by occasionally and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about because you saw something different on CNN. This is real news you're getting right here. This is not spin. Okay, so that's Jay Johnson 2 weeks ago. But then Benny Thompson, like I said, did not get the talking points memo. So he didn't know that there was a new lie they were telling. So you got to keep up with this stuff, right? So then, in a double whammy, which is not a triple axel, by the way. It's a different
it's
thing.
A double
whammy is when you try to land your double axel, but you don't, and you hit the ice.
And your fanny goes whammy.
Right, yes, which I can assure you that really hurts. Okay, so that happens. So then Obama's Border Patrol Chief, Mark Morgan. That's different from Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary, who's already said, yeah, it's the worst crisis ever. So he goes on Fox Business. Yo, Mark, is this like the worst crisis ever? Oh, yeah. This is the worst crisis ever.
It's amazing to me when I see these pictures, which certainly look like a crisis, and yet we can't get the attention of like a Jerry Nadler or a Nancy Pelosi in terms of actually doing something about these loopholes in the immigration law.
Yeah, Maria, make no mistake, and I've been trying to get out here. This isn't just a crisis. This is a crisis like we've never experienced in the history of this country since we started tracking numbers.
Huh. I wonder what he means by that.
Yeah.
It's not really clear.
So hard to discern, isn't it?
It's so hard. So let's see. We have Obama's Department of Homeland Security Secretary, the highest guy at the Department of Homeland Security. It's a big crisis. Martin Morgan, biggest crisis ever, Obama's Border Patrol Chief. And Benny Thompson, Democrat.
This is, again, his manufactured chaos.
They're lying to you, folks. They lie and lie and lie and lie some more. But I've never seen them not able to get on the same page before. It is wild to watch it. So anyway, Mark Morgan continues. And this is, it's just so frustrating.
And again, we've had that talk, and that's because of the demographics. There's still this very false talking point out there that, well, back in the 90s, the numbers were higher, over a million. Well, first of all, again, you got to remember, they were Mexican adults. We were removing, deporting 90% of them. With the broken asylum laws and other loopholes that are there, we're seeing 65 to 70% being family units. And because of those broken laws, we're allowing them in. So this year, we're expecting to hit a million, but we're going to let 650,000 into the country. That's driving this crisis, driving our resources being overwhelmed. We have to address
it. Well, I think this is
the loopholes they won't fix. Now, okay, Lee, who has been telling you this for months and months and months, while CNN and MSNBC and ABC, CBS lied to you and said there was no crisis? Who? Oh, God, it'll come to me. Oh, it was me.
Yes.
It was us. I mean, come on. What do we get? We got collusion right for 2 years.
Yep.
We got it right. No crime, no collusion. We got it right. CNN got it wrong. Here we go again. I mean, how many more Obama officials do I need to present to you to prove there is a crisis? It's the worst it ever is. Ever was. What is it caused by? It's caused by the loopholes. Who did it? The judges. Liberal judges did it. And I mean, so Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan, I mean, he puts the blame where it belongs. Now, what is causing this? CNN says it's Donald Trump. He's just incompetent. He's not like Obama. No, it's what I told you. Here's Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan.
And the Border Patrol has uncovered, you know, I don't know what the current stats are, but the last stats were between 1,400 and 2,000, where they were able to positively identify that they actually were not families.
Okay, so he's saying, listen, these are fake families. People are buying children, and they use them to get over the border because of the loopholes created by liberal judges. Again, this is Obama's Border Patrol Chief. Let him finish.
So the message is very clear, though, from the cartels to the people in the Northern Triangle countries. Grab a kid, come here illegally, say the magic words. You're going to be allowed into this country and basically be allowed to stay here for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, what? You, me, us, here at 106.3 WRD have been telling you again and again and again and again. Finally. I mean, this stuff's just hitting Fox News months after we've been telling you. I mean, if you want to know what the news is going to be 2 to 3 months from now, listen to the show. Listen to the station. It's the only way to do it.
Yep.
The only place you can go in America and talk radio in general, and this station in particular, is the only place you can go in America. You can find out what's going to happen, what is actually happening in your country. And the mainstream media will eventually tell you something like the truth, but only when they are forced to.
Yeah. Dragged kicking and screaming, you know, doing triple axels.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much. By the way, CNN's ratings have not recovered from the Russia collusion low. Did you see this? Their ratings are now lower than the Hallmark Channel.
Hmm.
But you know, so why do I bother talking about them? I get those texts. Well, it's because CNN is still the number one by hits news site. So nobody's watching it on television, but everybody's consuming it online thinking it's real. And it's not real. I just proved it to you. Have we entered such an era of political correctness that we can't speak the truth at all about terror attacks? I'm going to have a segment on that coming up in just a minute, but I want to finish this up first from the last segment. No, truly. And let's turn the audio back on, Chris. The Democrats, I've never seen them so off their talking points. I never have. They can't decide if Trump's lying about the border crisis or if there is one and it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. So we now have the second high-ranking Obama official. The first one, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, the number one guy at the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, this is a terrible crisis at the border. Now we have the head of the Border Patrol under Obama, Mark Morgan, saying, yep, worst ever. It's a disaster. And the reason I'm taking the time to play this for you, you know this because you've listened to the show for months, is I want you to hear top-level Obama officials tell you what I and Lee and everybody else has been telling you for, what, 6 months on the show? It's old news to you. You're bored with it, probably. But folks, if you listen to MSNBC, CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, I did the whole all the alphabet soup, you don't know any of this. And it once again shows how right we are. And I do this not to take credit. I'll get flack on the text. No, you're just bragging. No. What I'm doing is taking time. When I come out and tell you this stuff, it sounds nuts. Sounds crazy. Maybe conspiratorial or whatever. But that's because I'm just so far ahead of the curve. And longtime listeners know this. Longtime listeners know this. And so they know. They're not hearing it anywhere else, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. It just means I'm first. And I spent hours and hours and hours reading to figure out what's going on and to bring it to you. And that's how I am, and Lee does the same thing, so far ahead of the curve. It's not that I'm wrong because nobody else is saying it. It's that I'm first. And I say that because you're going to hear me do this next week and then week after and the week after that. And it's going to sound new and strange. Well, I'm not hearing it anywhere else. I don't know if Tara's telling the truth. Well, if you've been listening for a long time, you know I am. And I just played Mark Morgan for you. Obama official saying the same darn thing I've been telling you for 5 months while CNN lied to you, while CBS lied to you, while ABC lied to you, while NBC lied to you. Well, they all lied to you again and again and again and again about the border crisis in an effort to keep the flow going so they could steal congressional seats by counting the illegals in the 2020 census. They are in a fantastic rush job to get as many illegals in here as possible. And again, for those of you who are new, that's because in 2016, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that illegals could be counted in the census. And after that, sanctuary cities in number exploded. We already had them, but they exploded in number. And you began to see New York City Mayor de Blasio, I'm going to give illegals 100,000 illegals free health care. And then Gavin Newsom in California, governor of California, trying to outdo, we're going to give illegals health care. Come here, come here, come here. They've got to get the illegals to mass in the sanctuary states and in the sanctuary cities because they are losing population. They are blue areas and they are miserable to live in. And so they need illegals to replace them so they don't lose congressional districts, so they can continue stealing congressional districts from red areas using the census. And their deadline is 2020 because that's when the census is. It is so simple to understand. And I've even been telling you that this has been facilitated since the 2016 ruling by the Supreme Court that the census had to count the illegals by liberal judges who were suddenly ruling, oh, you can't send them. You can't keep them on the Mexican side. Says who? According to what law? There is none. I just made it up. So you've got Mark Moore. I have told you this for months till I am blue in the face and exhausted. It's old news to you, but it is not to everybody else out there. And so every once in a while, I have to do a credibility check on myself to explain to you why I sound so out of bounds. A lot of the time, it's because I'm so far ahead of the rest of the curve. And that's just hard work. I'm not smarter than anybody else. I outwork them. So here's Mark Morgan telling you what I've already told you, but I want you to hear it from him.
It's amazing to me when I see these pictures, which certainly look like a crisis, and yet we can't get the attention of like a Jerry Nadler or a Nancy Pelosi in terms of actually doing something about these loopholes in the immigration law.
What did I tell you was causing the crisis? Not Trump's screw up. That's a lie being told right now on CNN. It's a new lie. It's the loopholes. Been telling you that for months. Created by liberal judges because we live in a liberal judicial dictatorship.
Yeah, Maria, make no mistake, and I've been trying to get out here. This isn't just a crisis. This is a crisis like we've never experienced in the history of this country since we started tracking numbers.
Okay, so that's Obama's Border Patrol chief. He follows it up with this, like I've told you, because of the Flores decision. That is not the law of this country. That is a liberal judge's ruling. If you bring a kid, any kid, claim it's your kid, they got to let you out in 20 days. Again, this is Obama's Border Patrol chief, Mark Morgan, saying this is the cause.
And the Border Patrol has uncovered, you know, I don't know what the current stats are, but the last stats were between 1,400 and 2,000, where they were able to positively identify that they actually were not families. So the message is very clear, though, from the cartels to the people in the Northern Triangle countries, grab a kid, come here illegally, say the magic words, you're going to be allowed into this country and basically be allowed to stay here for eternity.
How long have I told you that? Months. Months you had to wait to get real news, unless you come here. Now, Mark Morgan is asked, what should we do about this? Watch what he says about Congress. It's what I've told you.
Lindsey Graham, the senator, spoke with Maria yesterday and is talking about putting in front of Congress kind of some comprehensive reforms on immigration. One of the most important being changing the rules that govern minors from non-contiguous countries, not Mexico or Canada, from being deported quickly. They are allowed to stay in this country for extended periods of time as their asylum claims are processed. He wants to change that. What are the chances that actually happens in Washington?
Look, I don't say this lightly, or this doesn't bring me pleasure, but my perspective is, and it's not going to happen, what you're referring to is TVPRA. It makes no sense. If you're from Mexico or Canada, we treat you one way, i.e. we can send you back to be reunited with your families. But if you're from the Northern Triangle countries, a child, we can't. We treat you differently. It doesn't make any sense. But Congress has known this for a very long time. They know that they can fix this in 15 minutes, but they refuse to do so.
Yeah, but they're not. And
what did I tell you? Republican Congress knew this, and Paul Ryan blocked the legislation that would have fixed it. They had the votes for it. He wouldn't bring it up for a vote. Nancy Pelosi's doing the same thing. How bad is it? By the way, Obama just made that rule up. Trump changed it, and a liberal judge blocked Trump's changes of Obama's rules. Because Obama was a better dictator, I suppose. He's smarter and better looking. So what it says is, if a kid comes here from Mexico, we can send him back. But if they come here from Guatemala, they come here from Honduras, they come here from somewhere else, we can't send them back. We have to keep them all. Like, how many are we talking? The Office of Refugee and Resettlement, or just sit down before you hear this, okay? Placed 234,414 migrant children in 50 states in the last year. 234,414, all on a liberal judge's ruling. You heard it here first, folks. Let's jump on the text line, which is 71307, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Usually a lot of common sense on there and some silliness, too. Texter writes, what would the left call all these illegals invading our country if they were wearing uniforms? Would they finally admit that it's an invasion? Doubt it. Well, I mean, if they were wearing uniforms but still helpful in getting the Democrats congressional seats and votes, I think they'd still say they weren't there. That'd be my guess. Texter writes, good morning, Taryn Lee. Although the border subject is extremely critical, I'm still more excited about the Mueller findings being released tomorrow and watching how the Democrats try to spin that. It should be extremely entertaining. It's going to be very frustrating. Look, when you've got 17 Hillary and Obama donors and appointees and Mueller, There is no way they didn't put bombshells in that report, knowing it would be released to the media. Stuff the media could take and twist. There'll be lies, but they're going to be in there. It's going to frustrate the heck out of you. But we'll be here tomorrow to debunk them, and the next day, too, to tell you what really happened and what the truth really is. But they put them in there for public PR purposes. Just like they indicted a company that didn't even exist, a Russian company that didn't even exist at the time of the election, for supposedly hacking the election. They didn't think anybody would ever show up to challenge them. The whole thing is a lie. It's a big PR propaganda campaign, and I don't expect the Mueller report will be any different. They have no actual facts, but they'll spin. My prediction would be something in there about, well, we couldn't prove obstruction of justice, but there might have been obstruction of justice, or we couldn't prove a crime, but there might have been a crime. And the media will run wild with that. Those bombs have already been placed in there, and they're ticking. Texter writes, good morning. Tara, if it's their plan to steal Congress through unchecked illegal immigration, consolidated in sanctuary cities, why is the left freaking out over Trump appearing to help them out? Let me tell you why. It polls very badly for illegals to be dumped in these cities. Look at Cher. I mean, you cannot get more of a left-wing nut than her. And as she finds out they're going to be dumped in L.A., she freaks. Why is she freaking out? I mean, Cher's been told there's no crisis, but she believes CNN. She thinks it's real. And when Trump breaks through that and says, yes, there are illegals, we're going to dump them in your city, she goes, oh, no, oh, God, no, no, not us. So Democrats they have to keep their base stupid. That is the purpose of CNN. That is the purpose of MSNBC and CBS and ABC. That is their purpose, their sole purpose. Or all of the left will react like Cher did. So they need to keep the illegals coming in. And they do that with the sanctuary city magnet. Come here. We're going to release you. Doesn't matter what crimes you commit. We're not turning you over to ISO. And by the way, we're going to give you free health care and free college tuition like in New York. All those things. But they can't have their base thinking that the illegals are coming in any significant number. That's why. They don't have to just hose us, folks. They got to hose the entire American public. Illegal immigration. I mean, the last poll that was out, 69% were with Trump. I mean, numbers are massive. It is majorities or near majorities of the Democrat base with Trump on most of these issues, issue by issue by issue. They don't like Trump personally, but they are with his point of view on immigration. That's why they're freaking out. It's cover. Anything to keep the flow moving. Now, see, you got me so upset on the text line, I didn't even get to what I was going to do. I got to do it in the next segment. Texter writes, I love you, and you're great at what you do, but lately you have felt the need to constantly tell everyone how great you are. Well, the consultants tell me to do that. And it makes me shriek, because greatness does not need to be told to people who already see it. But you may know that, see, but listen, I got people coming in here every day. We have more than doubled the size of this audience. And when people show up on my doorstep, and they hear me saying stuff they have not heard anywhere else, especially not in the mainstream media, it causes doubt and turnout. I have to fight that. So please just bear with me. I don't like doing it. It makes me feel weird. But I have to. I have to point out to you, we got collusion right. We got Russia crime right. We got the border right, nailed it. CNN wrong all the time. When I have people who have been watching mainstream media come in here and they hear me saying things they've never heard before, they think I'm lying and I'm crazy and I'm a conspiracy theorist. They don't understand I'm 4 to 5 months ahead. You do. You've been listening. It's old. So bear with me. I got to grow the audience so I can keep doing this. And we are. We are. Thank you for your text. I asked the same question yesterday, Lou Dobbs did. Wait. I mean, the thing is still smoldering. How do you know what happened at Notre Dame? How do you know it was not terror? I'm not saying it is. I don't know either. I'm just saying they don't know. I mean, Fox News, literally, we're watching it still smoldering. Notre Dame fire investigated as an accident. They don't know. Same thing bothered Lou Dobbs, which is what produced this epic rant. He was the only one on national television willing to say this. We shouldn't make up facts when we don't have facts, and that there's a lot of good reason for folks to have theorized or wondered aloud what the cause of the blaze was. I'll let him explain. It's today's first epic rant. This is Lou Dobbs from Fox Business News.
One thing authorities are ruling out, however, within just a matter of hours, arson. Perhaps overlooked since yesterday is that 800 75 Catholic churches in France were vandalized in 2018. 875. In a single week last month, 12 churches were vandalized, including a fire deliberately set, also located in Paris. This is context. This is not speculation. This is the situation right now in France. And the recent history of what has happened to Catholic churches throughout the nation, ignored too often by some covering the tragedy, some who have ruled out speculation about the cause of the Notre Dame fire as they speculate, taking it as gospel that, well, arson was not the cause. That was a decision made within hours. It sounds like a different kind of decision, perhaps a political decision rather than one based on careful investigation of the facts. That would amount to speculation, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, especially in light of this. The UK Sun reporting over the last, get this, year. This is in 2018. 875 of France's churches were vandalized. 875 of the country's 42,000 churches were vandalized in 2018. Almost all the attacks conducted by Muslims and people who are just anti-Christian. Militant secularist, they called them. So when people wondered out the gate if this was just more of that, I mean, when you have priests saying mass, getting their throats slit by jihadists in the middle of mass, it's a legit question. And listen, it is absolutely legit when reporting. It should have been reported. We don't know the cause. That's fine. But they couldn't say that. They had to dive in and say, no, accident. They don't know. It's still smoldering. They had no idea. But we know this. This is fact. The number of anti-religious attacks against Jews and Christians in France continues to rise, while attacks against Muslims are at their lowest level in 9 years. And the number of attacks against Christians and Jews are horrific. Muslim refugees are doing it. The number of anti-Semitic attacks, 541, rose 74% from 2017 to 2018, while anti-Muslim attacks number just 100, the lowest since 2010. Meanwhile, in the same period, there were, are you ready for this, 1,063 anti-Christian attacks, a slight increase on the previous year. And so when the Catholic spokespeople who are from France or are familiar with France went on Fox News and speculated this could have been terror, didn't say it was because nobody knows, but speculated it could have been terror, Neil Cavuto literally slammed the phone down. I mean, cut the conversation off completely on the Catholic spokesperson Donahue. He was relaying these stats. These stats are fact. We can't even speak in facts anymore about the persecution of Christians and Jews for their religious beliefs in our world. We can't speak in facts. They will cut you off. We're going down a scary path, folks. A really scary, scary path. And let me tell you what, if this is going on in Europe, it's coming here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.